You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on a Tuesday afternoon. Don Day is here, as always, on this day of the week to take a look at the weather forecast for the growing regions in the United States and the rest of the world. Don, thanks for being with us. Start out west and then work your way towards the Midwest and what the forecast might be for the end of March, the beginning of April.
Well, there's going to be a little bit of some winter as we change months, as we leave March. There's going to be another strong storm coming out of the High Plains and Rockies that will bring significant snow to some of the central and northern Rockies and the central and northern plains, such as South Dakota and Nebraska, then moving up into Minnesota and Wisconsin. And this storm, as it moves eastward, will head into the Midwest and Great Lakes. Out ahead of it, some shower and thunderstorm activity will be developing tomorrow and tomorrow night and into Thursday. Great Lakes will see some rain and then some snow. A lot of cold air is on the back side of this system. It's mostly going to bring wet weather to the Midwest, but do expect some freezing temperatures as we get into the nighttime hours of Friday night, Thursday night, and into Saturday morning. Some unseasonably cold air heading into the nation's midsection behind this storm.
Does that portend anything in the future that we will get colder periodically and have late freezes potentially?
Well, that is something we need to watch. There's still a lot of cold air in those higher northern latitudes, and we have a very persistent ridge of high pressure in the Gulf of Alaska along the west coast of Canada, and that's a favorable position to allow cold air to escape Canada and come into the nation's midsection. So as we look ahead over the next couple of weeks, this cold shot that's coming later this week and this weekend may not be the only one. There may be one or two more behind it. Hopefully by the second half of April into May, we're done with them. But at least through the first half of April, we've got opportunities for some colder weather.
Any reason for us to worry about winter wheat in the Great Plains and or in Kansas, Oklahoma areas under the current conditions they're beginning to thrive?
The direction of these cold snaps appear to be staying to the north and east of those winter wheat areas, of those wheat areas in the southern plains. So while we'll see some colder weather, we do have one period of time. This is going to be Thursday night and Friday morning, where we do see some freezing temperatures into southwest Kansas, maybe the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles, but probably not enough cold for long enough to be a problem.
How are moisture conditions there?
Well, they've gotten a little bit better, but you know, one area that has been a bit of a surprise this wintertime is the precipitation in the southern plains, which is usually enhanced during an El Nino year. It really hasn't been. They've had bouts of precipitation, but not nearly as wet as we expected.
And finally, let's bounce around some of the rest of the world. Maybe something about the beginning of the growing season for China. They're about where we are in terms of their growing season. And I haven't checked on South Africa for a long time. They were really dry, drought condition dry. I doubt that there's much that can be said there other than they just had a bad growing season.
Yeah, and that dryness continues. And as we look at that part of the world, as you get into South Africa, as you get into portions of Southwest Asia, having it dry during a strong El Nino is not to be unexpected.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
That is Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. You've been listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason.